Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to now call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda, Madam Secretary?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Hearing none?
Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, I move the agenda be approved as printed.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve this evening's agenda as printed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time for public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. And with the number and the length of the hearings we've been having, the hearings will be conducted according to the following rules. All persons in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct is not tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room and, in extreme cases, more severe penalty. Each application is announced and the applicant is asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or for a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. You'll be asked to identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record, and all persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board has imposed a new rule which limits each case to 2 hours, 1 hour to the applicant and 1 hour to the opposition. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions, those questions have to first be directed to the chairman, and the chairman will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would ask that you turn that off during the meeting.
Okay. First case, please.
First case number 10,794, Robert and Patricia Lincoln, north of Route 54, northwest of Blue Teal Road, being lot 26 within Swan Keys development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Hi. Whoever's going to speak, come on up. Names and addresses, please.
Robert, Patricia Lincoln.
Address?
427 Old Mill Road, Monroe.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Voting is yours.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you. As you said, we are requesting a variance from the 10-foot minimum side yard requirement in Swan Keys. In particular, we are asking the board to grant a variance permitting a 5-foot side yard from the corners of the home and a 3-foot, 3-foot side yard as it pertains to the side steps and the air conditioning units on the north side of the property. The main purpose of this request is so we can continue to have off-street parking on the one side of the house. For the spacing. The reason being is the lot sizes over here are only 40 foot in width, and they're 103 foot deep, which that doesn't really matter to us too much. But the width of the property, so any house over 20 foot encroaches into this 10 foot setback. So we were hoping we could get the variance for the setback on one side as minimum as we can make it to keep and obtain parking on the left side of the house for the off-street parking. And the house itself, without the variance, we can't really maintain any parking on the sides of the property. So that's why we're asking for the variance, so we can maintain a 10-foot side to 11-foot on the one side of the house, so we can have the off-street parking for everything.
So the size of your new unit, new home, is 24 by 64?
Yes, sir.
And what do you, what size do you have on there now, or did you have?
I believe the house itself right now is about 16 foot.
16?
Yeah.
It's a single wide mobile home.
It's a trailer.
Oh, single wide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And right now we do have, it's actually only about 8.5 foot on the one side, and the parking when we pull, and we're actually on the other fellow's property. We're not right now. He doesn't really mind too much, but with the new one, we wanted to shift it over so we could get, you know, keep everything on our property.
Oh, so this 11-foot on this one side would bring you back off of him, and you'll be on yours?
Yeah, we'll be within our own property line, because evidently the people that owned this before us, they must have been in cahoots with the other family, because they actually have a driveway that's actually on their property. Our driveway that we use is actually like 1.5 feet on the other property line right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so evidently they must have had something going, because they actually built the concrete up to their side steps, and so they must have been friendly. So we got to tear all that out and shift the house, the new house, over into the one section, into the one setback, so we can continue to have the parking over there for the cars and the boat and all.
Okay. All right.
So,
and I think the house itself will be a lot better than, you know, as far as looking to, you know, they're letting us do these new houses over there now, which is a lot, looks a lot better than what we actually have now.
Right.
So, you know, I think it'll be a lot better for the neighborhood as far as looking and even value wise, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
So this, excuse me, this one survey shows, I assume this is the existing building, 11.2 feet from the side.
There, if that's the existing, there's a, they had a porch built there that's only about eight foot eight.
Yeah.
And our driveway, like I say, our driveway right now is probably like 10.5 foot, which is actually on the other lot.
Okay.
And so when we use it, we're actually on the other property.
All right, thank you.
But what we, you know, what we wanted to do, you know, we had taken a couple pictures of the some in the neighborhood. What we actually wanted to do, if you can see this.
If you got something, you can pass them down. You would, please. Storm down that end. Thank you.
How many copies did you have?
Mr. Isaacs, what's the setback on the street and the lagoon side?
Thank you.
10 from the street and 20 from the lagoon.
There you go.
These pictures are from our road. All these homes are on our street.
So are you going to take the cement driveway? You're going to take it out and move it over?
Everything we have there now is going to be, the whole place will be vacant. You have all the concrete I have there now will be completely ripped out. And when the new house is put in, all new put in, it'll be on my property then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's 10 foot all the way around.
10 all the way around.
Yes, sorry. And 15 foot if it's a corner, but it's not a corner.
Any more questions?
No.
Any questions, Mr. Mayor? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10794. It sort of makes sense to me that you leave parking on the side so you get the cars off the street. Many the development. We'll take it off the Central Catholic neighborhood.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10794. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you
Your
very
case
much.
Is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.